Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
My friends, I am back on the road. I'm traveling. I am getting a lot done in my busy, busy life. And I love running around. I love being in different cities, but it really seriously disrupts my daily routine big time, especially my skincare. I find that when I'm traveling, my skin can get really greasy and break out at times. And it's just a bummer. But I know that Peak has me covered. It is literally the perfect travel companion for my skin. We all have dry and dehydrated skin due to the loss of water and electrolytes, and hydrating and replenishing is the key. People, it is the key for youthful skin, energy, mood, and hormone health. And that's why I love Peak Radiant Skin Duo, and it's a must-have, and I truly can get behind it. For a limited time, Peak is offering two bonus gifts, a complimentary frother and beaker, when you head to peaklife.com/Gabby. That's PIQUELIFE.com/Gabby. Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. My friends, I have been shouting from the rooftops that my Gabby coaching app is officially here. It is here. It's something that I've been working on for 2 years. It is, well, really, I've been working on it for 18 years. My body of work is in an app. You can access me anywhere, anytime. You can have me on speed dial. You've got all these beautiful meditations, hundreds of meditations, workshops, coaching every single week. It's pretty epic. I use it. I'm getting text messages from my friends, my husband, my team members. They're like, this is the best thing ever. You can get it for free. You can try it for 7 days for free at deargabby.com/app. But here's the most exciting thing. Right here, right now, is the absolute best time to join or even just to try the free trial. Because on October 1st, there is a relationship challenge, a 14-day relationship challenge that's starting inside the app. So all my challenges, my manifesting challenge, my relationship challenge, meditation challenge, body love challenge, future challenges, they're all inside this app. And the relationship challenge is totally exclusive just to my app members. So if you're struggling with any relationships in your life, go try the 7-day free trial and do the first 7 days of the relationship challenge starting October 1st. You could stay on, do the whole thing, whatever you decide, but try it out. Give yourself the opportunity to just explore the affirmations, the meditations, the coaching, and right now, the relationship challenge. It's starting October 1st. Get in there, try it for 7 days free, see if you dig it. It's deargabby.com/app. This is the absolute next best thing to having me as your personal coach. I swear to God, people have been coming up to me on the streets being like, oh my God, I'm in the app. It's so good. It's like I can talk to you every day, Gabby. So if you like this podcast, you like this show, you like what I'm doing, you like my books, the app is the absolute best place to be if you're into this content. So head over to deargabby.com/app. Try 7 days free.
Gabby.
Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, my friends. Welcome back to the show today. We are in my home studio. I am sitting here trying to fix the tech. It's kind of an interesting moment for me. And I'm coming off of 6 hours of phone calls. It's 1 o'clock now. I've been on call since 8:45 this morning. And so I'm feeling a little burnt out and anxious, kind of, which leads me into the topic that I want to talk about today because I need it. I need the moment of stress relief. I need the moment of anxiety relief right now because I have come off of a marathon of almost like emergency phone calls. And some of this is because I'm about to go do a two-ish week writing retreat, taking time uninterrupted to work on my new book that will be out in 2024. It's called Self-Help, Bringing Internal Family Systems Therapy to Self-Help. And that's the title of the book, Self-Help. Pretty damn exciting, really, truly. And what I was thinking about was how I relate to the anxious part of myself. Because here I am, and I've just had 1,000,000,000 interviews and phone calls and just tons of stuff happening. Threw on a little makeup, sat down with you guys, fed my cats, then came back. It was just a bit of a moment. And my camera's not working. It's just like all this stuff, preparing to get off on this writing retreat. And so I'm in this place where I am wanting to use my own tools and walk my talk. That leads me immediately to a process that I've been using now for over a decade. And it's the process I'm writing about in my book, Self-Help, which is the way that I have used internal family systems in my day-to-day life to check in with the parts of myself that are activated. There's a lot happening here in the studio, but let's keep it wild in the studio here today. I don't even know where to begin. All of a sudden, my screen started sharing. It's an interesting moment for me. So here's where I want to go with this. I want to tap into the questions I ask myself when I'm anxious. And when I tap into these curiosity questions and start to check in with my anxious part, I can create some space for that part of me to relax, to feel seen, to stop pushing. I don't override the anxiety. Oftentimes we create more anxiety when we're overriding it. So if we're in a place of pushing past it or trying to control it, that's usually a sign that we are avoiding the important and curious conversation that we need to offer inside. When we are overriding our anxiety, we forget that we actually have the ability to soothe it and to help it. And so instead, we just try to push it down. Pushing it down perpetuates it, makes it more chaotic, more dramatic, makes you feel like you can't control it. Because truly, we're not here to try to control these parts of ourselves. We're here to soothe ourselves and support ourselves and to relate to these parts of ourselves in the moment so that we can experience relief. So when it comes to anxiety, I've got a few questions I ask myself. I first make the commitment to choose to check in with the anxious part of me. So recognizing that there is a part of me that's up, that I am noticing the anxiety, having the awareness and the ability to notice the anxiety. This is a major first step, because if you can't actually notice the anxiety, or you can't feel into it or see it as something that's happening to you rather than it's who you are, then what ends up happening is you start to once again push against it, push past it, override it, perpetuate it. So having the awareness, oh, that's my anxiety. Of course I'm anxious right now. In my case, I've been on call since 8:45 in the morning. I have cat hair all over my face. I'm like, my tech is a mess. Of course I'm having a moment. And so acknowledging it, just giving it voice, giving it the connection, choosing to see it, choosing to have the willingness to witness without judgment, witnessing that feeling and the experience. And then the next step is to become curious about it by asking it some specific questions. And so seeing it, okay, this is a part of me. It's an anxious part of me. It comes up when there's a lot going on. And so I've witnessed it. I'm non-judgmental. I'm open. I'm going to extend some curiosity to it now. So becoming curious. Okay, anxiety, what do you want me to know right now? What do I know about you? Maybe we ask the anxiety, what set it off today? How long has it been around? What triggers it? Maybe we want to find out more. How old are you, anxiety? Really asking with a lot of gentle curiosity, what thoughts or feelings or sensations do you want me to be aware of right now? And where do you feel it in your body? Do this with me right now. Just notice your anxiety. I can safely say that most people have some form of anxiety right now. Take a deep breath and witness it with me. Become curious about it. Noticing that it may have a place in your body that it lives. Where is that place in your body? Send that place in your body a little breath. What else does your anxiety want you to know? My anxiety wanted me to know before I got onto this recording that it was okay to use myself as the student, and it wanted my attention, and it wanted me to breathe. I was peeing before the recording, and I just did my breath practice while I was peeing, and I just did breathing in for 3 strokes and out for 7. In, 2, 3, out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I did that for a few rounds, and I started to feel a little bit of ease. And then I sat down, and I was like, okay, I still have got some anxiety, but I can talk about it right now. And that's one of my ways of processing it. And so letting the anxiety tell me what it needed. What do you need? What can I do to support you right now? So that final question, how can I help you? It's a compassionate connection. What do you need right now? So to recap these steps, it's checking in, noticing without any judgment, witnessing the anxiety, and choosing to check in with it. The second step is to ask those curiosity questions. What do I know about you? Where are you in my body? What do you want me to know right now? What are the thoughts or feelings or sensations are coming up around you? Let me know. And then the final question, the final check-in is, how can I help you? What do you need right now? And so if I ask my anxiety in this moment, what do you need right now? It would say to keep breathing, to take it easy, don't push yourself, trust that the tech worked as well as it could today, and just trust the process. And as I say that, I kind of begin to settle into it. Even just saying out loud what I need, what the anxiety needs, I can start to settle into it. Okay, I'm here right now. I'm going to be present. The tech didn't work the way I wanted to. I don't have the same video I always have. Whatever it is, it's like, okay, this is where I'm at. And just noticing that anxiety, connecting to it with that curiosity, and then creating that compassionate connection. What do you need right now? These are the 3 steps I want to take my listeners through today, my guests that come onto the show. I want to welcome guests who are having anxiety. And I'd like to practice this check-in process. It's based on the principles of internal family systems, but it's making it self-help. Wow, you guys are getting like a year ahead. You're getting a workshop of this material 1 year ahead. And I want to just ask you those questions and start to help you relate to your anxiety as a part of you that is currently a little burdened and needs a little help, and to stop seeing it as you. We don't have to act as the anxiety. We don't have to be the anxiety. We can see it as an experience we're having in this moment, as a part of us that's showing up for us to reveal important information. As I take myself through this, I feel relief. I've slowed down my pace. I take a drink of my beautiful sparkling water. You can hear it. And just giving myself a little bit of pause. Let's take in some folks that may be having some moments of anxiety, and I want to workshop this with you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have those racing thoughts in our heads. We know this. People here at Dear Gabby, we've got a lot going on. We are focusing in on releasing stress. We're really working to change our minds. But that experience, sometimes when we do it on our own, can feel pretty lonely. And we feel like we need more support. That is why I believe wholeheartedly in therapy. I am very open about my own therapy. I'm 100% certain that therapy has helped me become who I am today. I've had the same therapist for 15 years, and my therapy sessions are vital to my life, to my well-being, to my marriage, to every area of my life. And I believe oftentimes that there's this huge misconception that therapy is just not for me. Well, if you're struggling, if you're having trouble making decisions, if you're trying to figure out what to do in your career, if you're dealing with issues with your relationships or your marriage, if you're feeling like you're anxious all the time, and many of you out there are being like, yes, 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 Gabby, thank you, that's me, then get BetterHelp. BetterHelp is totally online therapy, and they are specifically designed to help be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. To start, all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and BetterHelp will match you with a licensed therapist. And because you are online, you can do your sessions anywhere. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/deargabby. If you're a longtime listener of this show, you might know that I have been drinking AG1 for quite some time now. And I know that when I start my day drinking AG1, I can get my digestion going. I have more energy. I feel more relaxed. I feel more focused. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. AG1 is a science-driven formulation of ingredients that includes adaptogens to help balance my body's stress response and elevate my baseline health. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I love that every single scoop includes prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes for gut support, and it also contains adaptogens to balance my body's stress level. And that's so huge, my friends. I've turned so many of my friends onto this. Josh, my producer, is literally drinking AG1 every single day. He listens to these podcast episodes and he's like, Gabby, I'm going to go try that. And then he comes back and he's like, this is the best thing ever. And I love it because Josh and I are traveling a lot this season. We're going to Toronto. We're going to Texas. And the AG1 travel packs are our hero. They are pre-measured packets. It's just so easy. And that's why I'm so proud to have AG1 as a sponsor of Dear Gabby. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide and support my body's needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Gabby. That's drinkag1.com/Gabby. Check it out. How you doing? How can I help you?
I'm so excited to be on right now. I'm literally shaking. And this has been a dream of mine for a long time. So I'm so excited to finally be here. Anxiety. A lot of my anxiety stems from financial problems. I've been working on this for years, and I find myself finding jobs based on the income, not so much on the fulfillment. I'm currently working a job where I'm in car sales, and it's one of those like commission-based, you're not really, there's no guaranteed income. You have to really, really work for it. Mm. And there's a lot of political stuff involved. We have to do things a particular way. You have to meet certain metrics, and there's all this pressure. Mm. So there's anxiety around financial aspects, working really hard for it. Then there's also a manager that I work with who, for some reason, really, really intimidates me. And so it's like a giant ball of anxiety every time I walk into work. It's between the uncertainty about the income as well as facing this particular gentleman. And I'm trying to figure out what it all means so that I can overcome it.
Beautiful. Well, first things first, instead of overcoming it, what if we could befriend it? What if we could help it? Help that anxious part of you? How does that feel?
Okay. Feels good.
Okay. You might be a little bit skeptical. What is she talking about? Overcome my anxiety. You know, I want to overcome it. I don't want to befriend it. But my suggestion here is that we have an opportunity to get to know that part of you, because that anxious part of you that's showing up to the job or is stuck in that story of anxiety around finances is probably been there for a while. It's probably been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. And when we don't tend to these parts of us, they kind of just keep perpetuating. And if we don't show up for what's up, it's going to keep showing up in different jobs and different ways and different relationships. So this is an opportunity for you to make a change and start to adjust by befriending this part of you. So if you are open, would you like to check in with it? Would you like to choose to check in with the anxiety? Okay, cool. That's first step. I got your buy-in, baby. And we're going to choose to check in with the anxiety now. So when you tune into your body and your thoughts and your emotions, what do you notice right now about this anxious part of you? Where does it live in your body?
In my back and my core.
Okay. And when you are with this coworker who's kind of drives you to anxiety, where do you feel it then? In the same places?
I feel in the same places. It almost makes me keel over.
Keel over.
Like my confidence. Yeah, my confidence leaves and I'm like a blob.
Right on. Okay. Now, what else do you know about it? Like, how long has it been around?
It's been around for some years. It makes me feel very insecure.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't seem to do things the correct way.
How old is that part of you?
It's been around in some capacity for a majority of my life and in a small form. Now it's growing to the point where I can't ignore it anymore.
Right. So you've been trying to ignore it. Okay. And is there anything that it wants you to know?
It feels like it wants me to know that I shouldn't care so much what people think.
Okay.
I feel it's the strongest, that I shouldn't care so much what other people think, even if they're management or whatever, because I always do my best.
Right on. Okay. This anxious part with me right here, right now, right? You're here. You have a few minutes on Dear Gabby. You're now connected to it. I can sense the connection. What does it need from you right now? Or what does it need in general? Maybe it needs something from me. What does it need right now?
It almost feels like it needs to be cared for like a child.
Yeah, beautiful. So you've kind of nailed it here. What I'm hoping to help you see right in this moment is that you have this part of you right now that is this anxious part. It's coming to the surface. You've taken just a minute and a half with me here to check in with it, to start to get to know it a little bit, to relate to it as a part of you rather than just this burden that keeps coming up. And then you began to just start to notice you became a cheerleader for it a little bit. You don't have to be afraid of people. And that was like a beautiful part of you coming forward, but it was in this beautiful direction. And then once you ask the part what it needs, it is a child. It's a young, young part of you. And it needs to be cared for like a child. Dion, this is stunning.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, let those tears come through, because these parts of us are young. They've been in extreme roles, carrying burdens from our past for a very, very long time. And anxiety is a form of protection. It's like we protect ourselves. We feel anxious as a protector part of us. to avoid deeper feelings, deeper experiences, memories, experiences that we haven't been ready to face. So the step here is not to go deeper. The step here is simply relate to your anxiety like a child. Give it space. How would you speak to a child that was in an anxious way?
I would say it's okay to feel your emotions.
Beautiful.
You're in a safe space to feel your emotions. No one's going to judge you. No one's going to hurt you. No one's going to tear you down because you're not feeling 100%. It's okay to feel those. And the sooner you feel through them, the sooner you'll have your strength back.
Hmm. How does that anxious part of you feel now that you've said that to it? Or said it out loud?
It feels safer.
Safer?
Yeah.
But Dion, would you be open to making a commitment to this anxious part of you to check in with it often?
Yes.
You're the first person I've workshopped my check-in process with, so thank you. It's really a truncated version of internal family systems therapy, but recognizing the choice that we have to check in with these parts of us. We're not the victim of these parts of who we are. We're not the victim of our anxiety. We're not the victim of our fears. That we can choose to check in with them whenever we want to actually become curious about the part. Curiosity is a gift that we give these parts of ourselves. What do kids want? They just want our attention, right? Little kids want our presence and our attention. So once we become curious, we're actively giving these parts of us, these little children inside of us, a lot of attention. And then getting to know what they need. Children just want to be seen, safe, soothed, and secure, according to Dan Siegel. And so you've seen it, you've soothed it with your words, and you've created this secure environment by helping it feel safe. What happens if you do that all day, Dion? What if all day, every day, multiple times a day, you check in? You have that moment, it was like a minute of, well, I want you to feel safe. And then expressing that compassion, there was a connection there. Did you notice any compassionate energy come forward?
I did.
Do you feel connected?
It's like I feel very connected. My body feels so secure and stable.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've clearly done a lot of beautiful personal growth work on yourself. This process was very intuitive for you. And what will happen, and here's my promise to you, Dion, if you make the commitment to check in with this part of you, the anxious part of you, 1 to 3 times a day for at least a month, right? Let's just call it 30 days right now. I guarantee you, you're going to see your energy shift in your work. You're going to see different opportunities open up for you. You're going to see that your point of attraction changes. Keep going, 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, a year. That relationship to that part of you will become safer and safer and safer. And when that anxious part feels safe, it can show up for work with an energy that's at ease and safe. It can feel the confidence to go get that job that you really want to get. It can show up to job interviews with a different energy. So, you know, we think like attracting and manifesting is about envisioning and being the energy. Yes, yes, yes. But what it really is about, my love, is becoming safe inside. And today you took a huge step forward to creating safety inside.
Thank you so much. I really, really needed this. Like, you have no idea. This means so much to me.
You have such a gorgeous presence and such a beautiful energy. And I hope that we meet again. And I hope that you carry on with this process and experience great miracles and benefits from it. Email my team in December of 2024, and I'm going to send you a copy of my new book, Self-Help, okay? In December of 2024, I will send you a copy, okay?
All right, sounds great.
Beautiful. Thank you, gorgeous. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Okay, let's bring in our next guest.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I can believe that I'm on today. Could almost bring me to tears. You have been such a huge part of my life. And right before your show today, I got home from bringing my daughter to camp and my husband was home, which was strange because he works. And I found out that he got suspended from his job, which could be detrimental to our family. I work at a school. I don't have an income right now for the next couple of weeks. You know, we're hopeful it doesn't I don't think he did anything wrong. He's in a tough position in his job. So sometimes these things happen, but we are supposed to go on vacation on Saturday. And all of that is up in the air. We have two little kids who are looking forward to that. And as you can imagine, my anxiety is through the roof. And as soon as this happened, I just felt a sense of something telling me to stay grounded. And I prayed. And then I opened up my email and I saw an invite to come on today.
And then you got picked to come on, sweetheart. Let's not in any way miss this miracle, the moment that you have manifested for yourself.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Not just the miracle of being with me, but just that you've made your first move was to pray. Girl, I have done my job with you. I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you because your first move wasn't like, how do I fix this? And how do I jump into this? You went, your spiritual faith muscle so strong that your first move was to pray. And then look how quickly your prayer was answered. Email, come on, did it, picked for me, right? Come right in. I just want you to really witness the spiritual proof that you are being guided. So if that guidance is coming in this swiftly and with this much ease, you already actually have the answer. Continue to pray. Continue to lean into possibility. Continue to seek spiritual solutions. Continue to raise your vibration. Stay in an energy that is positive. Why wouldn't you go on the vacation next week?
Because my husband wouldn't be getting any income, and we would, I guess, just as a way of being smart, not, that feels irresponsible, I guess, to go on vacation when maybe we don't know when he could be going back to work.
Okay.
Could be
totally
next week. It could be a month.
Totally.
So that would be the reason.
Okay. So how can you make it a staycation?
Yeah.
Because what I want for you is not to go and spend money when you're worried about something. Like, that's not going to help you in any way, shape, or form. But what I do want to recommend is to use whatever downtime you have in this moment with your family, with him. If you've taken time off already, keep it off maybe. And do things that are going to bring your family joy. Spend time with your kiddos. Get out to a lake or a pool or go for a walk or just do something at a playground. But make it fun, because that same energy of pausing, praying, leaning into what's possible, it develops and develops and develops. And as you commit to it and as you lean into it and develop it more and develop it more and develop it more, it will grow. And in that space of ease and relaxation, which may be only parts of the day because you have some anxiety that's coming up, and that's, we're going to relate to that today with you, okay? But in those moments of ease and in those moments of faith, prayer, what you're doing is you're actually sending a radical message energetically out to the universe that you're open to creative possibilities for income, for abundance, for support and safety. Abraham Hicks has this beautiful statement that in the absence of resistance is when we manifest. And so right now, I just want your job to be staying in as much released energy, relaxed from resistance. And working with your anxiety, we're going to use the tool with you. Take a time every day when you notice that anxiety come up. Choose to check in with it. You, my love, because prayer is so accessible to you, you can say a prayer. I'm going to pray to see my anxiety through the lens of love. And then become curious about it. Okay, what do you want me to know right now? How can I help you? What do you need? Just opening that conversation. And I like the idea for you to open it up with a prayer. Thank you, God, universe, angels, whoever you talk to, for helping me see this anxiety through the lens of love. Thank you for helping me support the anxiety right now. Because the anxious part of you needs support in this moment so that the rest of your nervous system can be settled. And yes. So if you focus that prayer and that attention inward and start to check in and give it that focus and give it that love, and then it feels safe and connected to you, every other part of you can settle.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. And I felt immediately everything that you were saying, that I just have this pull to stay positive at this time.
And it's okay in moments if you're not, baby. Okay. Like you're going to have moments where you're like, this is scary, right? Or this sucks or whatever. Well, instead of pushing past it or overriding it with a positive affirmation or something, say your prayer. Help me see this through a different lens. Help me lean into what's possible. Help me have some fun today, because that's what's going to open you up to the actual answers and the next steps. So I don't want you to shun the feelings of fear. Befriend them. Become curious and compassionate towards them. Check in, become curious, and compassionately connect. That's the check-in process. It's choosing to check in, and for you, it could be through that prayer. The next step is the curiosity questions. What's going on? What do you need? What do you notice? Notice it in your body. Breathe into your body. Check in with yourself. And then the final question, hello to your gorgeous husband back there. Hi. Sending him positive energy too. And then the final step is to compassionately connect. And that's by asking, what do you need right now? Okay.
I feel all of that.
I know you're going to write to me in a few weeks and be like, oh my God, all these miracles happen. So please do. Let me know what happens with all the miracles, because you're doing everything right. Just keep leaning into the solution.
I needed to hear that. Yeah, thank you. And this was total reassurance. So
yeah. Do not override the experiences of the fear or the anxiety either, because they need attending to, right? Remember, like Dion said,
yeah.
Dion said, that's like a little child that needs help. Give the little children inside of you the help that they need. Put your oxygen mask on first, and then you can help everybody else. Okay. And then you can be a positive light in the household and all of the above. Okay.
Yeah, we got this.
100% you do. 100% you do. Okay. And make it fun with those kids. You know, instead of saying, we're not going on vacation, said, we decided to do a staycation. We have the best plans.
That's a great idea.
They just want to be with you.
Yeah.
They just want to feel connected to you. Forget everything else.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Beautiful.
We'll have fun.
Thanks, love. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gabby, with my whole heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I cannot believe it's October already. It has been a very, very busy fall season. I am busier than ever. And if you're like me and you always look for little life hacks, listen up. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, are the way to go. They have breakfast, lunches, and dinners, all chef prepared, dietitian approved, and they are delivered straight to your door. It is absolutely amazing and effective. So not only do you get to skip going to the grocery store and all that prep and shopping, you will still be getting great tasting meals and nutritional quality foods that you need. And Factor is always fresh, never frozen. And you can choose from 35 weekly flavor packed options. Really good stuff for kiddos as well. My kid's in love with steak now. So it's like he wants his steak and he's so excited that it's there. And then you've got your broccolini and your leeks and your truffled butter asparagus. It's just amazing. And if you're worried about calories, they even have meals that are around 550 or less per serving. Head over to factormeals.com/Gabby50 and use code Gabby50 to get 50% off. That's code Gabby50 at factormeals.com/Gabby50 to get 50% off. It is absolutely amazing and effective. So not only do you get to skip going to the grocery store and all that prep and shopping, you will still be getting great tasting meals and nutritional quality foods that you need. That's code Gabby50 at factormeals.com/Gabby50 to get 50% off. you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I'm like a protein junkie right now. I'm like, get my muscle back, all about the protein. I am working my butt off to make sure that I get enough of it in each day. And that's why I'm super obsessed with Chomps. Kid you not, I love it. It's the best. It's delicious. It's filled with protein. And it's not filled with any of those unhealthy additives. And it contains zero sugar, which is major for me because I'm sugar-free. Chomps meat sticks are so delicious and packed with only the best real ingredients. Chomps is low-carb, keto and allergy-friendly, and they contain no fillers. They are simply made with natural ingredients that you feel good about. Chomps only sources from farmers who raise their animals humanely and farm responsibly. And here's the thing. I love it. And I also love it because I've had a lot of trouble figuring out what to give my kid for school snacks and school foods. And my son is, he's a carnivore. It's just the truth. And he loves Chomps. It's become his go-to snack. I'll pick him up and he'll be like, Mommy, I want a Chomp. It's so cute. So you, your kids, your husband, your babysitter, whoever's in your life that wants a good snack, this is it right now. Chomps is offering our listeners 20% off your first order and free shipping when you go to chomps.com/Gabby. Go to chomps.com/Gabby for 20% off your first order and free shipping. That's chomps.com/Gabby. Don't forget to use our code so they know we sent you. All right, let's bring in one more. We got a driver in the house. She's driving.
I knew I was going to get picked today, and I want to say it's because of you and your spirit guide meditation and your book, Happy Days. I am in Toronto. I'm a therapist, and I've recently discovered that I've been sexually abused by my dad, and God and the universe and my spirit guides through your meditation have made it so clear to me that I need to heal and I need to write a book. So actually, the comment you posted on Instagram yesterday about your bestseller masterclass was mine, and I needed it so badly because I don't want to write anymore. I don't want to heal. I'm doing IFS. I'm doing EMDR just like you recommended, but it's so hard.
Yeah, it's so fucking hard, honey. I first want to just sit with you with that truth that remembering trauma is fucking hard. Even if it's something you've always known for your life, facing and healing trauma is one of the greatest, most courageous acts any human could face. And so just let me be with you right here and tell you that and tell you I understand. You're not alone in that. And I'm with you in this. I understand. How recently did you remember?
It's been 6 months, but in 6 months, I've created a nonprofit organization that helps give the community free therapy. I've created a training institute where I'm training and teaching how to really be good clinicians and therapists, because while we have the potential to do great work, we also have the potential to do a lot of damage. God has not let me rest by giving me an opportunity, because without that, I think I would end up in bed. And I have 3 young, beautiful children, and I can't be in bed.
Yeah. So I want to thank that part of you that got into action, because that's a protector part, okay? It was like, and I'm actually really familiar with that, because when this happened to me and I had that memory, I was 36, and I just went right into like, well, I'm going to write about this and I'm going to go do this, you know? And it's a part, right? It's a protection mechanism, and it's beautiful because it is keeping you in action and it's keeping you out of dissociation and checking out. But it isn't the final solution, but it's a part that's protecting you right now. So let's say thank you to that part. And of course, you're going to continue to do great things in the world with this, with these types of issues. But I want you first and foremost to do the greatest thing, which is to serve yourself. And the work you're doing is perfect, right? So you're obviously, you've read Happy Days, right? I imagine that's the case, yeah. And that book, in my own personal life, I mean, I have many friends that have been contacting me lately, and I'm just like, I just remembered this, or I remembered that. I mean, friends of mine, not even readers, right? So I am very, very, very aware of what it means to put that kind of message out, because it lets a lot of people out there remember their own. And that's real. I want to say so many things, but first and foremost, you're not alone. I understand you, and many, many people in this world do. The moment that you're in right now does not last. It's not going to be forever, this feeling of being stuck in that memory. It gets better and it gets easier, especially considering everything that you're doing right now. I also want you to see just for a moment that the part of you that's still active and doing so much is a protection mechanism. It's a protector part, and it's doing a great job. We're going to say thank you to it for right now and let it keep doing what it's doing for as long as it needs to at this time, okay? Because it's keeping you feeling connected. Okay. With all that said, I want you to have a very slow processing of this, because the more you go slow with the journey of trauma recovery, the molecules of recovery begin to add up. And so if you rip off that Band-Aid too quickly, or you try to force yourself into anything, it's going to feel like a violation. And that's the opposite of what we're trying to do. So I want you to go slow. In those moments when you're just so in your work and you're finding joy in that, celebrate that, be in that, because yes, it's a protection mechanism, but okay, check out for a little while through that. It's okay. That's okay. I remember I lost a baby a few years ago. I was like 5.5 months pregnant, and it was a big trauma, but my dissociative part came up, the part of me that's like checked out. I was like, I'm going to just compartmentalize this and check out. And my friends kept saying, oh, no, you got to process this. You have to put. And I was like, nope, my dissociative part is doing a great job. I'm not messing with her. And so I'm saying the same to the part of you that is in this work mode, because it's helping you in this moment. Okay, sweetheart. And I really want to acknowledge that you have the courage and the bravery to do this work by having EMDR and IFS in your pocket. Don't feel that you have to be the voice of this right now. So while you have work that you're doing that's beautiful, I would encourage you to keep your story close to you and to the people that love you, because when we're not processed through to the end, or if we're not really feeling steady in the story and the experience, it can be more triggering to people if we start to talk about it, right? And I had that experience. I read about it in the book, right? So, and it can really activate you. So keep it close. Keep it safe. Keep it to the people that are safe in your world, your therapist, whoever it is that you can rely on. And of course, here with me is totally, totally appropriate. And I just want you to get into the practice of just relating to the parts inside of you, same like we talked about today with the anxiety. So if you notice yourself getting overwhelmed by the feelings and the experience, just choose to check in for a moment. Place your hand on your heart and your hand on your belly. Give yourself that sense of safety in your body. Choose to check in. Just notice what you're feeling and the sensations and the thoughts. And then gently ask yourself, what do you need right now? How can I help you? And just practice that throughout the day. Just check in and give yourself a heart hold. Be curious and ask for how you can help. Because right now you have an exiled part of you, a little girl who has been numbed out something for her whole life. And she's raw. She's in the open. She's exposed. In many ways, you may be even reactivated into that younger part at this time, right? Because when we remember, we get thrown back into that experience of almost being in that exiled place. So I want you to just consistently just give her some attention and just give her some love, right? And just whether it's a her, it's just a energy, whatever you want to call it, right? Offer that presence inside of you, a little bit of connection throughout the day. And right now, it's really just staying in your body. I'll give you a subscription to the app so that you can, because then I can really be with you, really. It's my way of coaching people. And I can see how your energy is really coming back into your body and you're feeling centered just through the tone of my voice. Maybe you're not even taking in what I'm saying, but just my energy is coming through to you. So now I can be that for you.
Energy has healed me, Gabby. I'm following you. I'm meeting you in Dallas in October, and I signed up in October to meet you in Toronto. I could not have gone through this without you, and I wholeheartedly mean that, Gabby.
Yeah, and I take that in, and I also am really grateful that I've been able to be there for you and live to tell that thriving and surviving this is totally possible, baby. Take your time. This is the hardest part of it right here, right now. It gets better.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Were there days where it was hard for you to get up and attend to your son?
I didn't have a child then, but yeah, there was days I couldn't get out of bed. Most days. And just like you, I couldn't get out of bed. I would get to my computer and I was actually writing The Universe Has Your Back while I was going through this journey of remembering the trauma. And so that book saved my life, right? Because it was the only place I felt safe. So I would wake up, I'd be overburdened with anxiety and fear and the just extreme tension and gastrointestinal issues and just everything that was coming up for me. And I'd sit down to my computer, my hands would hit the keyboard and I would take a deep breath. And it was an addictive pattern, right? Because it was like, I'm using this work to get out of another feeling. But you know what? It was a protector part that was right there for me. And through that writing, I was able to really heal. And so if you feel called to write right now, do write, but make sure that you do it for you right now. Okay. I said many times in my life that I wrote The Universe Has Your Back for myself. That book healed me. It healed me. And I continue to write these books for myself. Although Happy Days, as much as I wrote it for myself, I wrote it for you. Exactly you. Okay, baby. So just take any pressure off of like the producing, but be in the creation. Yeah. The creating is working for you. The creating is a protector part. It's not the answer, but it is soothing you in this time. And it's keeping you feeling connected to your body and to life. And you're going to have moments. Do you have a partner that can show
I
up?
I do.
Okay, good. So be as honest as you can with that partner. And I really want to recommend also that you let that partner know that you need some help right now with the kids. And if it means like extra childcare or daycare or whatever you can do, you can ask for that help right now. The kids can be triggering when you're facing your own childhood trauma, right? So not that they're triggering, but it can trigger you to be a witness of children, you know?
Thank you so much, Gabby.
I'm so excited I can give you the Gabby coaching app.
I'm excited. I'm already on that wait list.
Yeah, we're going to give it to you. Okay. It's yours. It's my present to you.
And
my hope is that I'm with you through this whole journey and that you can just open your phone and get Gabby. There's a whole section called the Get Gabby section. You can go in there and you're like, I'm anxious, and I can just be right there for you. Or I want to tap with Gabby. I'm going to just tap right now. And I really want you to lean on that right now. Just lean on it like I am your coach in your pocket with you all the time. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Bless you, my love. Thank you so much. And I'm proud of you. And you're going to be just fine. Just take one day at a time. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Gabby. Thank you for everything you put out to help us all.
Ooh. Beautiful show, guys. Beautiful show. And I can close it out now by just offering so much love and compassion to everybody that's joined me. So I really want to acknowledge the bravery and the courage of the three humans that came through to this show today. This is big stuff. People are telling the truth. They're facing their fears. They're acknowledging their trauma. They're bravely and courageously offering up their desire to find and seek spiritual solutions. You people are rock stars. You blow my mind. Never fails. I am so proud to be able to contribute to your journey of personal growth and spiritual development. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.